From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State militants are under siege by Iraqi forces, and a U.S.-led coalition and their rank-and-file members are losing hope. Mr. Kerry made a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders. He promised more help in the fight against the militants, also known as Daesh.
They are losing ground, including more than 40% of the territory that they once controlled in Iraq. We see increasing evidence that terrorists are disobeying orders, fleeing their positions, and even trying to escape by hiding among civilians. Daesh is on the defensive. That is clear.
There are currently about 3,900 U.S. forces in Iraq. Secretary Kerry said there are no specific Iraqi requests for additional American troops right now. Some U.S. and Western officials say the Islamic State is having trouble entrenching itself in Libya despite a concerted effort. The most recent estimates put the number of IS fighters in Libya at about 5,000. That is roughly twice what it was a year and a half ago. Numbers expected to grow as IS officials in Syria and Iraq continue to encourage foreign fighters to head to Libya. Belgian authorities arrested a fugitive suspect wanted in connection with the November Paris attacks. Suspect is also linked to the deadly bombings in Brussels last month. Mohamed Abrini is a Belgian of Moroccan descent and believed to be the mysterious man in the hat who escaped the explosion at the Brussels airport. If true, that would mean that Abrini had a key role in both attacks carried out by the Islamic State, with 162 dead. This is VOA News.